I run the bottom of your test on the Aleph. So what we were trying to do, right, was we had this presumed stira between the Mishnah and the rule, another Mishnah. Savik Nazir. So our Mishnah says Stam Nadarim L'Hachmir, and we have another Mishnah that says Savik Nazir L'Hakel. How do you deal with that? So Zair had answered, no problem. Our Mishnah is the Rabbanon, and this Mishnah of Savik Nazir L'Hakel is Rabbi Eliezer. We say this makes sense. That can't be the Shidduch of Rabbi Eliezer. There seems to be a case where he said that Savik Nazir is L'Hakmir. So we basically got it down to explain that it's only going to work according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? That when we talked about the case of the mashkin, right? That the liquid itself, if it's to become tame itself, so then it becomes tame. But if it's to become tame other things, so it's not tame. But we said, but wait a second. How can that, and that was the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but how could he say that if at the end of the day we said Rabbi Eliezer held that there's no tumah for mashkin at all? So, and it was based on a testimony of Yosef ben Eliezer from Yishtreda, who said mashkin based mitabich adachan, that's mutter. So we said that that's all going to work according to Shmuel. That means that the mashkin of this slaughterhouse based in the base of Mikdash, it means that it doesn't become tamei at all. It's only midrabanan and therefore we're megal. That's going to work. But according to Rav, who holds that doesn't mean midrabanan, but it's according to Rav, so we're going to have a difficulty. So we said no problem. That whole conversation actually is a machlokes between Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And why was that? What was the machlokas from Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara said that Harini Nazri Yesh Bikri Hazeh Meyakur V'Halach Hamatzur Shenignav Osha Avad Rabbi Yehuda Mati Rabbi Shimon Moser. Right. That basically, if we said, if I'm trying to guess the number of jelly beans in the jar, and I say if there's 450, then I'm going to become a Nazir, and then the jar gets stolen, I never find out what happened. Right. So it's basically the same case. This is how many how much wheat in the pile. But it's basically the same thing. So I never found out that Rabbi Yehuda says he's okay. He doesn't become a Nazir. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's that's a problem. So and the Gemara now is going to explain that there might be a seemingly seeming contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda, within himself on this issue. So it says the Gemara, five lines in the bottom, for Rami, to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda. And I'll show you that it seems to be a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda himself. Why? Right? Is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person would not allow his body himself to become a suffik? Right? Basically, if I make himself a nazir, he wouldn't say, "Oh, if it's a suffik, I'll also become a nazir." He would never do that. Really, how could that be? How do you know that he wouldn't allow that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Stam Truma Yehuda Asura Ubegaliel Muteres. Right? This is the case. The case in our mission itself. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda held that the person just says the language of Truma in Yehuda, Then the item becomes aser, but in the Galil, it's not aser; it's fine. Why is that? Because truma can mean two things: truma salishka or truma, truma that goes to a kohen, right? So if someone declares something like truma, so what's going to happen? So and why was that? She'ain anshe Galil makir as truma salishka, because people from the Galil, they don't even know what truma salishka is. Right, and therefore, when they say truma, they must mean truma for a coin. That's what they're referencing, and that's something that if you were in Baptist to compare it to, it doesn't become mukdash because someone declared it as such. Okay, but why is that? It's only because time of the makirin. That's only because they don't recognize it. But hamakirin asurin. If they would recognize it, then we'd be machmir. Meaning the stam case. I don't know which way to go. Right. It's Stam Neder, basically. Rabbi Machmir. So how do you understand Yehuda? So, on the one hand, Yehuda holds that the case of the pile that gets knocked, that gets stolen, that he's going to be Mekel, right? That we don't assume he become a Nazir. On the other hand, Stam Truma, he assumes that in a regular place where you could go either way, you would talk of Yimachmir. So how do you understand that? So Amarava, no, I'll explain to you the difference. Gabe Kri, Kasava, Kosha Sveiko Chamar. Kosha Sveiko Chamar Mirabdai, Lomal Nafshel Sveika. So he says, when it comes to the pile of wheat, so he holds that any time when the suffix would be worse than the Vadai case, so a person doesn't allow himself to become a suffix, you know, to have a status of a suffix. Meaning, because what do we care about? Again, we care about what's in my head when I say it. What did I have in mind? Right? So,
you could have asked Kasha from Yehuda itself, right?
What do you mean?
In other words, the Gemara says it's only, it derives the steer in Rabbi Yehuda from the Galil.
The Galil, yeah.
But Yehuda itself, it just says flat out that Yehuda Asura.
Does Rabbi Yehuda say that?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
Stam Shum Rabbi Yehuda Asura.
Right there, you could have just, right? Like, why do you have to go to derive it from?
It's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good point. But I guess if you explain it for the Galil Muteres, and you explain by that.
You definitely get there by the Galil.
But then you have both. Then both examples. I'm saying by explaining that one.
Right.
Now both cases are cases where it's Asura. All I'm saying is, I'm not sure, but I'm saying that you could argue that you know, I'd rather explain why the Muteris case is even also Asur. And now all the cases are Asur, right? Because if I say the Huda case, I say, what about the Galil? Then I have to explain that one. So maybe they explain the Galil. Maybe, I don't know. But Rabbi says the following very interesting thing. He says you have to make a distinction, right? Because when it comes to the case of the Kri, if Suffolk would be worse than Vaday, why is Suffolk worse than Vaday? So how do you know that? The ilu gabay nazir vada migaleach umevi korban v'neachal v'asveiko lo matzi migaleach. Because what happens is actually interesting halacha. I mean, interesting, frustrating halacha for a person who becomes a safi nazir. That basically, when you become a nazir, what happens at the end? In the 30 days, you bring korbanos, and then you shave your head, and then you go on your merry way. That's true if you're a vaday nazir. If you're a safi nazir, what's the problem? So I can't bring a safi korban. Or I can't bring a korban mi safi. Right, if I'm really a nazir, so then the korban that I was mafresh and decided to bring, so that's a real it's mukdash and it's a real and it's kachim and I can bring it as a korban. If I'm not really a nazir, so what happens? The animal, the status of the animal is besafek also, in which case I can't bring the animal. If I can't bring the animal, what can I do? Can't cut my hair, right? So the suffix nazir. Some of the Chachamim say there could be situations you could bring it, like, you know, it's like the person, like, not sure if they forgot to say Alav Yavo and make another, you know, another Shmon Esrei and make it a Nadava in case I forgot, whatever. But the point being, like, you know, there might be some ways out of it, but the Stam case is that in case of suffix, you can't bring the korban, and since you can't bring the korban, you're stuck being a nazir basically forever. Perpetually a nazir, like the nazir of Yerushalayim.
You couldn't then take another vow of Nazirus and then...
Oh, take a vada.
Say, okay, now take a vada for the next 30 days.
But then your suffix is... Yeah, your suffix Nazirus is left over, apparently. So, yeah, it's really wild.
That's
harsh. Yeah, don't do that. So, but the point is, because it's so hard... Add to the list. So, because it's so serious, right? So since that's the scenario, what would a person, assuming that we just found out that this is how it works, right? But if you know that's how it works, what are you going to say? I definitely would never have in mind to make myself a nazir if I would have known, or, you know, in a scenario where it's a suffix scenario, right? And again, that matters a lot, right? Even we haven't talked at all about Hataras Nadarm. But when three Hataras Nadarm always works is, if I would have known, right? That's one of the ways you let somebody out. Right, so we do care what the person had in mind. So the point is, what Rava says is, when it comes to the Kri, why in the case of the pile, like it's stolen, he said, no. He's like, that person doesn't become Nazir, right? Why not? Because with the suffix scenario, right, in this area where it gets stolen, he's like, oh, that for sure I would have wanted to see happen, right? Even though he's ready to become a Nazir, but only in a Vada case, because the suffix case is worse. I mean, that's why in that case, he says, that's Mutter, even though in the case of, you know, the Stam case and the, you know, Truma and the Galil, he's ready, or Truma in a regular place, he's ready to be, not sure what you meant, Truma Shalishka or regular Truma, we're willing to be Machmir. Right? So, fine. That answers that distinction. Okay. So, not so fast. Amalei Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, the Rav. So, Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, not so fast. Amar HaReni Nazir Olamai. So what happened if a person said, I want to be a Nazir forever? The same scenario. But instead of just saying, I'm a Nazir, they say, I'm a Nazir forever. So now what? Now you can't tell them this suffix is worse. Why isn't the suffix worse? Because you're Nazir forever anyways, right? So again, don't do it, not a good idea. But if you would do that, right, there would be the same. And presumably the case is talking about the same thing. Right? Look at the Ran, all the way at the top. Amar Harini Nazir Olamai, the Habraisa de Im Yesh Bekri Hazeh Meyakur Stama Tanya. Doesn't say what the case is, what he said, right? The Yesh Bemashma Filin Nazir Olam. In that case, Rabbi Huda is Mekel, even though it's not Sveikel, but the suffix isn't worse. The Havade Nami lo matzi Mekalechi, even in the Vada case, you can't get a haircut. Right? So that's not, so don't tell me that's the distinction here.
And yet, I guess you have to assume that the Brisa, which is the time, that's what it's talking about, the permanent.
The point is that it doesn't really say, right? Yeah. It could have been Nazir Olam also, right? It's not clear. That didn't mean Harini Nazir, but Nazir Olam could have been also, right? It's not so specific. So Amalei, he responds to him, Amalei Nazir Olam Nami Sveiko Chamer. No, even the case of Nazir Olam, Sveiko Chamer Mivade. That's still more, the suffix is still worse. Why? The Ilu Vadai, Hichbid Saro Meiko Betar. Because the rule is, even a Nazir Vadai, who says Nazir Olam, if his hair gets really, really thick, so he's allowed to, he can't get a regular haircut, but he can use a razor to thin it out a little, right? That he can do. Maybe Shalosh Behemos, and he has to bring actually a set of korbanos when he does that. If he's a Nazir forever, every once in a while he's allowed to thin his hair, but when he does it, he has to bring a korban for having done so. V'ilu Sveik Olam, but the Tzafik Nazir can't even do that. So that's worse. Okay, fine. Okay, so good. So I can still maintain my distinction. So Amar, so he responds to him, Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon Mai. What about someone who's a Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Shimshon really never, ever, ever can't touch their hair at all. Right? Harini Nazir Shimshon Mai, look at the last skinny line on the top. Harini Nazir Shimshon Mai, Dafila Vade Lo Matzi Megalech Tatar. Right? Nazir Shimshon himself, right? Couldn't cut his hair at all. So Nazir Shimshon can't cut his hair ever. So that also, maybe I'll say that, maybe that's what he was referring to. And nevertheless, he was willing to be Mekel. In such a case, willing to be machmir in such a case, right? So Amalei Nazir Shimshon Latanya. So he says, no, come on. Because the assumption is, again, it sounds like it was included in this case, and nevertheless, he was willing to be, he would be machmir. So Sveiko Mutar is in this case, right? That's the point. Yes, Yehuda's Matir. Sorry, that's Sveiko Matir. That in this case of Suffolk, he's more Mikkel. So now it sounds like you're like Nazir Shimshon is included. If Nazir Shimshon would be included, so then there's really no difference between Suffolk and Vadai. So how can you say, oh, it's specifically by this case he'd be willing to be more Mikkel because nobody wants to be a Suffolk Nazir? Why? Suffolk Nazir Shimshon is no different. He said the words Nazir Shimshon, so there's really no distinction. So what's the answer? The answer is Nazir Shimshon is not one of the cases that's assumed to be included. Most people don't do that. It's just said Nazir. Nazir Shimshon is unique. So that's not the assumption. Okay. So Amaleva, Amar Rav Adabar Abba, Tanya Nazir Shimshon. He says, well, I don't know. He goes, what do you mean? Rav Adabar Abba actually has the girsa that it says Nazir Shimshon in that brisa. So Amalei, Itanya, Tanya. It's actually an interesting answer. His answer is okay. Basically, if it says it, so fine. If you really have the Yirsa, I guess, then what am I going to tell you? I can't respond to that. But that's not my Yirsa. But if that's what you have, then you have it, right? Look at the Ran, Itanya Tanya. It's six lines down in the skinny lines, all the way in the end of the line, Itanya Tanya. Veloya dana lefruka. I don't know how to answer you, basically says. The lo tikshia he the in anshe galil makir and chuma salishka the mashma ha makir and asunik, right? Because I have nothing to say about the case of the anshe galil. That is what it is, right? The anshe galil, if it's because they don't recognize chuma salishka, but if they would, the suffix would be yasser, right? Inami tan itanya tanya utre tanaya leave the Rebbe Huda. Or tanya tanya could be, you know what? Okay, fine. So you have a different girsa. But we said it all the time. Tre tanaya leave the Rebbe Huda. I have two different tanaim who heard different things. We answer that all the time. Okay, so one person has a girsa like that, but I have a girsa not like that. So that doesn't mean, it's sort of like the way we use kasha. Sometimes we will say kasha, which basically means good point. I hear your question, but I'm not backing down because of it. Fine. Okay. Fine. But Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Hi. No, so I'll tell you, actually, if you want to say that's Tanin Ezra Shimshon, in which case, really it seems like Rabbi Yehuda is you know, typically would be, that sounds like, again, a steer in Rabbi Yehuda himself. Sometimes he's Mikol, sometimes he's Machmer in the Stam cases. No, so that case is Rabbi Yehuda, who's quoting Rabbi Tarfon. Why? Desan Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Lefi Shalo Nitna Nazirus Ela Lahafla. That he held that in all these cases, where it's a suffik, you know, these sfeikos, no one comes to Nazir through a suffik. Why? Because Nazirus itself is Lahafla, right? It has to always be through someone taking a, you know, making a clear statement. Right? They're deciding that they want to become a Nazir. So any of these cases where it's like, you know, not totally clear what they meant, none of those cases are going to become a Nazir. Because the language itself has to be more clear. Look at the Ran right to the right of us. Ein echa mehem nazir, meseches nazir, tanan la mishnaim shahayu mehachem mederach. Two people walking on the way. Viro echad, ba'al connect. Then someone's coming, you know, approaching them. Amra echa mehen, hareni nazir, shezeh ish ploni, I'm becoming a nazir, like that person. Amra chaveru, hareni nazir, she'eno. Right, the other one says, I'll be a nazir if it's not that person. And retire from Omer, meaning they should both be a nazir. If that guy has a mustache, so I'll become a nazir. Like I said, if that guy doesn't have a mustache, I'll become a nazir. So one of them should become a nazir. He either has one, doesn't have one, right? So what's going on here? So Tarfon says, no, actually neither become a nazir in such a case. Why? V'yav Rabbi Yehuda mishmei tam l'milsa. And Rabbi Yehuda explains why in his name, right? The v'shalo nitna nazirus ala hafla, right? Nazirus has to be through hafla. Klomar, she nazirus chal ad she'yefarish osa, below shum tanai. Right, a nazirus is when I say I'm going to do this without some stipulation. Kedichsev kiafli, and the pasuk says kiafli lindor neder. Right, nazir lazir. Right, the mashma she farish. He explains it. Veloshia kabbalasa ala suffik. Right, not that it happens because I'm not sure. Hilkach b'raisa da omer harini nazir shimshon im yesh bekriyazeh meyakur the lo have nazir kavasei. Right, so that case, if you want to say that you have a girsa, this is I'll become a nazir shimshon. Right, if there's a 100 kor in this. In this pile, so that's and they zan a nazir. That's like who? That's like Rabbi Tarfon. So that's what you just said, like Rabbi Tarfon, and that's why. Fine, okay, fine. So go back to the Gemara now. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Ihachi my iria shenig devoshen avod. But if that's true, right? That according to Rabbi Tarfon, no nazirus can be chal by some lack of you know, I'm unsure what the case is going to be because it has to be. He explains beferish, and he has to be clear what he's talking about. So who needs the case that the pile got lost, or when you get lost, you could count it and see that it didn't. It's not the number. Whatever. It doesn't make a difference, right? The whole thing is that it's even the case where I gave before. The guy's walking towards us, and once I says if it's that guy or if it's not that guy, or if he has, like I said, has a mustache, doesn't have a mustache, whatever. It's something that's going to be vadai for one of them. It's for sure going to happen with one of them. And nevertheless, it doesn't happen. So why here does it have to get lost? If it doesn't get lost, the whole point is that we didn't know what was going to happen. We don't know what the number is, right? So anyways, it shouldn't work. So now this shows the power of the opposite opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says, does it come in Nazir? The afagav, the nignav, osha avad. Right, and even in a case where it gets lost, right, or gets stolen, kasavar mile inish nafshu this veke. Right, that Rabbi Shimon is the opposite. He's saying, I don't care. That's a suffix. Person is accepting himself a case of nazirus, and even in the scenario, well, I don't know what happened. Okay, but he basically meant to become a nazir, and therefore he would do it even if it was a suffix. And that's what's coming to show us in that case. Okay, fine. All right. Next case. So the next case was our case of Mishnah, which we've just been talking about, right? Which was Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma Yehuda, right? With those last cases in that Mishnah, that Stam Truma Yehuda is Aser, and the Galil is Mutter. And why was that? Because people in the Galil, so they don't know two possibilities of Truma. They just know Truma for a coin. They don't know Truma Salishka. They don't know about such a thing. Okay. So this actually came up in the Ran. The explanation of this, that part of the mission, we actually like had a kind of a, you know, a little heads up about. So the Gemara says the following: Hamakirin Asurin. Right, what's the implication? The implication is that if the people in Galil would know the difference, right, between that there's two types of truma, and they would sometimes use the language of truma for truma salishka, and sometimes use the language of truma for truma you give to a kohen, So then I'd be machmir, right? We assume it's like, they could have had in mind that they think it should be like Truma Salishka, which is a neder, right? And that's something neder that the person makes, in which case, the item that they're comparing to it, so it should become a kamasa. So Alma Sveika Lechumra, right? Sounds like a case of Safek neder is machmir. Ema Seifa Stam Charam and Bihuda Mutarin. What about the next case of the Mishnah, which is that very Mishnah that we read that says Stam case of Charamim and Yehuda it's mutar and the Galil it's aser. Why? She'ein anshe Galil makir es charmei kohanim. Why? Because people in the Galil, they don't know there's such a thing as charmei kohanim, right? They just know as Charamim for the Beis Hamikdash. So Stam a case should be aser. But what does that mean? Hamakirin mutarin, right? But if they wouldn't know the difference, and what could be a Charamim for a kohanim, one could be Charamim for the Beis HaMikdash, what's the safek? In the case of a real safek, would be mutar. Ama seka lakula. That means if I don't know, I can be meko. The two cases are steer mine obey. The two cases that totally contradict each other. Right? So how do you understand this? So Amar Abaye, Seifa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. This is what the Ran himself quoted this in the Ran. Right? That this last case is actually the two different authors, right? So the first case is one author. The second case is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. Why? Desanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma Yehuda Asura. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Stam Truma Yehuda is Asura. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Stam Charamim Begalil Asurin. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tzadok holds that Stam Charamim in the Galil is Asur, but he's the, again, but according to this, this Brisa, you have these two cases with different authors. Right, the first one is Rabbi Yehuda, and the second one is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. So you're right; they do contradict each other because it's two different authors, and that's why. And therefore, there's no stira. You're done with Daf Yotes, and we'll pick up tomorrow next week with Daf Chaf, which is going to finish. As we finish Daf Chaf, we'll finish the second paragraph.